Punjabi giant. His main force of Nityananda Saraswati. He is
Who is Janaki now?
Janaki.
Oh, right, okay.
Ananda.
Ananda, okay. So, you are, what are you doing now?
I'm doing Sastra Jami in
the world. Okay, okay. Okay. Very good. I'm very happy that you all are coming forward to serve Krishna.
Now this
first
year is very serious from the very beginning.
Oh.
It is cancer.
Okay. First year.
From the very beginning,
yes. Very good. Where are you from?
I'm from
Devas.
Devas?
Oh, Reva. Reva is in Rajasthan or in Madhya
Pradesh?
In Madhya Pradesh only. Where exactly is it located?
Near Jabalpur.
Okay, near Jabalpur. Very good. And what are you studying?
B.
A Bachelor of Engineering? Which branch? Okay. Okay, very good. Very good. So, how do you all feel that Naren and Janakinath and what's your name?
Anand.
Yeah. They're joining the temple to serve Krishna. Why does one join the temple? Janakinath? Why are you joining the temple?
To get the more association of devotees.
Very good. To get more association of devotees.
And I want to fully surrender to Krishna. Actually.
Fully surrender to Krishna. Very good. Very good. Narayan?
Maharaj, I read so many Prabhupada books, so I developed so much love for Prabhupada, so I thought that I wanted to lead my life.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Very good. You know, when I met Prabhupada in the early days, what Prabhupada told me? Just offer this life to Krishna. He told me just to offer this life to Krishna. He told me that for so many lifetimes you have been trying to enjoy. And you can see that you are not satisfied. So, just offer this life to Krishna and see what happens. So, what Prabhupada actually implied, that we all are hankering for satisfaction, or as we put it, you know, joy. We all are hankering for joy. But in the materialistic life, we are trying to enjoy, but we end up suffering. But this is a life where you really enjoy. The real joy lies in this life. That's why once you get involved, you can't leave it. Like that's what happened to all of us actually. That's what happens to everyone. You know, the joy of Krishna, this life, is so wonderful that you feel, you know, this is what I want to commit myself to. This is where I want to dedicate myself. There is no need to pursue this materialistic endeavors to enjoy. We all are looking for enjoyment. And where does the real enjoyment is? Where is the real enjoyment? Real enjoyment is actually in being connected to the source of joy. Right? If you are thirsty, how can you quench your thirst? By getting water. And if you want water, then where you have to go? You have to go to where the water is. Now, if you want water and if you run after a mirage, will you be able to quench your thirst? So, the real water is here. And that is a mirage. It gives you the promise of enjoyment. But there is no joy. So, yes, I'll say that you have made a very good decision. And of course the choice is yours. Like you can see, if you don't like it, you can leave any time. That's what I thought when I joined. I thought, well, I'll give it a try for 2 months. Because I shaved up. And I thought, if I don't like, in 2 months time my hair will grow. Then if I don't like, I can go back. But although my hair grew, but I never felt like going back to that life. In the material world, no matter whether we are rich or poor, whether we are famous or infamous, whether we are strong or weak, in the material world, everyone is suffering. It's not that only poor people suffer. You know, go to the rich people, you'll see they are also suffering. And the more you grow, the more you become susceptible to suffering. At least now you are students, you don't have to worry about your livelihood because your parents are taking care of you. But when you are on your own, then your suffering condition increases. When you start, in one hand you start to earn money, but you have to maintain yourself as well. But you see, it's never enough. No matter how much you get, it'll be never enough. There was a time when people used to think that if you get 1,000 rupees salary, that's a big sum. You know, those days we used to call it a four-figure salary. It was a four-figure salary. So that means 1,000 rupees. And it was a big amount. I heard somebody saying that when I reach the four-figure salary, then I'll get married. And people used to earn, you know, less than. You know, 700 rupees, 800 rupees was a good amount. And 1,000 rupees, you're doing very well. But now people are, from four figure it has gone to five figure, six figure. But have the people become happier? Rather, if we look back, we can see that people are happier before. The demands were not so much. Like those days, things were so much cheaper. Travel was so much cheaper. Like I remember, we used to fly from Calcutta to Delhi for 300 rupees. Can you imagine Calcutta to Delhi, the flying was 300 rupees? And things were so much cheaper, you know. Everything was so much cheaper. I don't remember the exact price because I didn't do so much shopping those days. But now, can you imagine every year, you know, the prices are practically doubling. Just today I was talking about the goshala. The fodder for cows has increased by 100%. What used to be 300 rupees a bag, now that is 600, 700 rupees a bag. So what to speak of? Now in one hand people are getting money and at the same time the prices are going up. And then those days, you know, what was our needs? Like, you know, when you thought of buying, we thought of buying clothes or shoes. But now that is not the most important need. People need computers, color TV, you know. Those days there was only two cars in India, Ambassador and Fiat. Now there are varieties of cars. You know what was the price of an Ambassador those days? 10,000 rupees. A new car was for 10,000 rupees. So this is what the material nature is like, you know. Like no matter how much you'll get, you'll never be satisfied. Because no matter, you'll see, whatever, how much you earn, it'll never be enough. Because your need will always be more than that. That's why you see people are taking bribes. You can't blame them, you know. The amount of money that they're getting as a salary is not enough to meet their needs. Therefore, they have to get the money somewhere or other, and if they have the opportunity, they'll just take it. And that's what is happening. You know? Like, taking bribe is a very common practice in India. And it has become so rampant that I was shocked one day to see that in public, you know, in a four-road crossing, very important roads, people are standing there and taking bribes in public from the truck. The trucks that are coming by, you know, one police is standing there and the other police is stopping them, and one police is going and collecting money from them. In broad daylight, in front of everybody, they're taking bribes. Now can you imagine, if police takes bribe, who will maintain the law and order? Police is meant to take care of the law and order. So this is the situation of this world. And where will there be the possibility of finding any kind of satisfaction or joy? But when you come to Krishna consciousness, it's a different world. You are depending upon Krishna, who is the supreme controller. And Krishna is real. And that is the thing that happens. You know. You join, and then what actually happens? You feel that Krishna is reciprocating with you. You know, you feel, directly you feel the reciprocation. Others may not see it, but you feel it, you see it. And that's how your faith in the process becomes established. Anand, what do you think is the benefit of joining spiritual?
What you told me comes from my heart, that Krishna consciousness is really, I think that last hope is only the devotee association for a materialistic person, because materialistic, in a materialistic life you cannot satisfy to others, or you himself cannot satisfy. But in the Krishna consciousness you can satisfy your parents, your society, and you himself.
Very good point. Very good point. Can you tell me what example Srila Prabhupada gave about that? Did you come across what you just said? It has been exemplified by Prabhupada through one very graphic example. That example is watering the root of the tree. Right? When you water the root, when you water the root of the tree, when you put water in the root of the tree, the entire tree gets nourished. You don't have to separately put water in the leaves, the branches and twigs. Water the root. Now who is the root of everything? Who is the root of entire creation? So when you serve Krishna, actually everyone gets served. So, from that point of view also, this is the most wonderful, benevolent activity. If you want to benefit others, if you want to do good to others, the best way to do that is by this, by serving Krishna. And when you serve Krishna, He takes care. He made all the arrangements. Who gave the sun, the moon, the rain, everything? The other day, maybe some of you are here when I was discussing about that, and I gave an example that how Krishna takes care, although we may not be aware of it, but when you think of it, then it becomes clear. Like for example, just consider the shape of the earth is round. Where are we situated? On the surface. And is the earth static or moving? So you consider a round object which is moving, then things that are on top of that, what would happen to them? Fall. Did it ever happen? Did anybody fall out of the planet? Earth is moving at a tremendous speed. We are on the surface of the earth. Not only we are on the surface of the top part of the earth, we are bottom, sides, everywhere. And earth is moving at a tremendous speed. Right? And we are there. Why aren't we getting thrown out? Gravitational pull. Now who created this gravity? So that's what we have to understand. Like this is how Krishna is taking care. Like had gravity not been there, could we stay on the surface of the earth? Now this is one consideration. The earth is moving and because of gravity we are actually safely situated. Now if the earth stopped for a second, what would have happened? Did you consider? Earth is moving at a speed of about 1,000 kilometers an hour. And if it just stopped, even for a fraction of a moment, Rahul, what would happen? Then also everything. But since time immemorial, had there been any incidents when the earth stopped to move? So tell me, who is making this arrangement? Who is maintaining? Krishna. Now if he is taking care of everything in such a meticulous way, if we surrender to him, won't he take care of us? Kanakina? He will. And that is what Krishna consciousness is. You surrender to Krishna and you immediately see how he reciprocates. So, please, now that you have become aware of this wonderful process, pursue this goal. And if you have any difficulty, please feel free to tell us. Even if you have any complaint, if you think that Krishna didn't do something for you, please come and tell us. We will see what we can do for you. That is how we are meant to serve each other. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any question?
I have a very basic question. What does it mean to surrender to Krishna and how to address the hesitancy and fear that is associated with surrendering to Krishna?
How to surrender to Krishna and how to overcome hesitancy.
And what is meant by surrendering to Krishna? What is meant by surrendering to Krishna? And sometimes we think of surrendering and there is a certain kind of hesitancy in here.
Okay, surrendering to Krishna means offer all your problems, offer all your difficulties to Krishna. Right? You tell Krishna, Krishna, from now on, you take care of my response, my anxiety, fear, difficulties and distresses. I am just leaving it up to you. Do whatever you want to do with me. Is it a good proposal? I mean, is it a good good approach? If you can offer all your responsibilities to somebody and now you're free, you don't have to worry about yourself anymore. That is the meaning of surrender. Let him do whatever he wants to do with you. Let him worry about you. Just like the parents take care of the children. Do the children have to worry about themselves? What the children are doing? They're just depending upon the parents. Surrendering means to exactly do that. I don't have to worry about anything. Does a child have to worry about where the money is going to come to pay the rent and for the food and everything? Does similarly, when you surrender to Krishna, you leave it up to Krishna to worry about. Of course, as a householder it may be difficult. That's why as a householder you can't fully surrender. You have to take care of your family. But those who are free from this liability, they can very easily surrender to Krishna. Like when you surrender to Krishna, let's say for example, what Narayana, Janakinath and Anand are going to do? They're going to move into a temple and not worry about anything. You already have moved into the temple. Do you have anything to worry about? Or, you know, at least let the temple worry about it. And that's what it means. Temple means Krishna's residence, Krishna's house. You're surrendering and moving into Krishna's house. And Krishna will take care. Alright. Are you married?
Good. His lecture in college.
Oh.
So he's near about 10 years, he's currently Krishna consciousness.
Wonderful. You are in Indore?
Yeah, Vajayapur, mainly on base. He's
wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. What do you teach?
I teach computer science.
Okay. Where are you teaching?
In Anthropology, there is one private college.
Okay.
Jayapur?
Yeah. Okay.
Is Krishna consciousness the only way to purify
ourselves? The most effective way. Like, there is other processes, you know, yoga process, austerities, penances. They do purify, but not that effectively and not that easily. So if you want to purify through the process of yoga, just consider what you have to do. You have to leave home and go to the forest. No more teaching. Right? No more doing anything else. Go to the forest. Leave everything. And there, you make a hut. Build a hut. Next to a river. Next to a river because, you see, you need water. So it's convenient, you know, like next to a river to take bath, to get drinking water. And then you start practicing yoga. And just consider, you know, what that practice would entail. What you'll be able to eat there. Just some wild berries and maybe some roots. Right? And that also you have to offer it to Krishna first. And then the yoga practice would not only entail some physical exercises. The next stage after asana comes to pranayama, controlling your breathing. And this pranayama practically leads you to stop breathing altogether. And then only you become eligible to withdraw yourself from the external allurements, material attachments. So withdraw your senses from the objects of the senses, pratyahara. And when you have successfully withdrawn your senses from the objects of the senses, then only you are eligible to meditate, dhyana. So meditation begins at that stage. Right? And then, you know, like if you are successful in your meditation, you are able to fix your mind in the super soul in the heart. And then when the communication begins between the super soul and soul, that is the stage of samadhi. And through this process, can you see how arduous this process is? Yes, when you achieve perfection through this process, your senses get purified. But in Krishna consciousness, do you have to do all those things? At the most, you move into the temple. Right? And in temple, what do? You depend upon Krishna, you serve Krishna. And just by serving Krishna, your senses get purified. Not only your senses get purified, you know what actually happens? Your heart gets purified. And when the heart is purified, then naturally the body is purified. The senses are purified. Whereas through the yoga process, through the purifying the senses, you come to the region of the heart. Whereas in Krishna consciousness, the process begins with working on the heart. Right? Now, when you go to the root of it, like the machine is running, when you go to the engine, then by controlling the engine, you can control the machine. Right? So that is what Krishna consciousness is doing. And then again, you are not controlling. You are letting Krishna to control. And tell me, who can be a better controller than him? See, in this respect, there is an example that the body is like a chariot on which we are riding. The senses are the horses. Mind is the rein with which the horses are meant to be controlled. And intelligence is the charioteer. And the soul is the passenger of the chariot. Now, you know, one way you can ride the chariot properly is by having an expert charioteer, like when your intelligence is perfect. But the other way is you offer the rein to Krishna. When you take to devotional service, what you are doing, you are offering the rein to Krishna and telling Krishna, Krishna, you control the chariot. Now, tell me, which is the best option? Offering it to Krishna. And does Krishna take charge when you do that? Krishna is the super soul. He is in your heart. So when you offer, then Krishna says, okay, I'm taking the rein. Right? He's just sitting next to you. So for him to take the rein and ride the chariot is not at all difficult. And that's what Krishna does when you surrender to him. You know, you're surrendering to him means you're offering the rein to Krishna. Krishna, you ride this body. Use this body for your purpose. পরিপাশের সঙ্গে কার সঙ্গে দেখা
করেছিলাম
বসতে পারো আমি আসছি.
We can give the family attachment to us, but what about our attachment? How can we check that I am more attached to Krishna other than my family? But later on one does not face this problem.
Well, were you here before also? You were born before in this? Or this is the only life here?
Yeah.
Here. You had been here before?
Yeah.
Did you have some family at that time? Do you remember any one of them? The same thing will happen in your next life. You won't remember a single one. But by becoming a devotee of Krishna, what you are doing, when you surrender to Krishna, Krishna says, okay, I'll take care of them. So the best way to take care of your family also is by surrendering to Krishna. You can take care of your family maybe in some way, but you can't take care of your family all the way. But Krishna can. And Krishna will do that. When you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will say, oh, you had this responsibility to take care of your father, mother, your brother, sister. Don't worry, I will take care of them. Right? And you know when Krishna takes care, what happens? They become free from the cycle of birth and death. The real problem is solved. So if you really want to benefit your family, even then the best way to do that is by becoming a devotee of Krishna.
One more question.
Yes.
Generally, when we try to convince the students, the students are learning from such type of teachers, like who just take the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, but they keep Krishna aside and they give their wishes, my philosophy. And they give inspirational quotes and tell the students to be a fruitful worker other than depend on Krishna. So the students listen to such kind of leaders. So what things are now, like, if leaders are?
Okay, they are teaching them some subjects, but when it comes to spiritual topic, and if they are not expert in giving that guidance, then you go and give them the guidance. Right? You teach them. Say for example, a teacher may teach mathematics, but when you want to learn swimming, you don't go to the mathematics teachers, who may not be able to even know how to swim. When you go to learn swimming, then you go to a teacher who can teach you how to swim. So for different topics, there are different teachers. Right? So in the universities and colleges, the teachers you have, they are educational. They are teaching the specific subject. That is their expertise. Let them teach that. But when it comes to, you know, learning spiritual aspect, then you have to have a qualified teacher who can teach you that way. Right? And that's why I'm saying, like you can teach, can't you? At least you can tell your friends that, look, this is the real goal of life. Actually, I have another appointment, so I have to go now. So thank you very much, and I look forward to see you again. Please keep coming whenever you have time. Do you enjoy coming here?
Yes.
Okay. So please come in. Keep coming. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I saw you. Yes, what?
Dr. Yuen.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm lecturer here.
Oh, in the college?
In Bradesh,
Brooklyn. Oh, here I was in Jamshedpur.
Oh,
1 month back, actually, here in Indore.
Okay, and you are teaching where?
I'm teaching in Grade Master classes.
Wonderful.
I'm teaching biology.
Okay. Happy to meet you. I'm sorry I couldn't speak to you. I saw you last there. But then I was going to do something else. Hare Krishna. Please keep coming.
I'm going to go to the next one.